DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubble-wubble-dub-dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
Hey everyone, it's Not Another Podcast, and the whole gang is here!
Holy shit.
Hello. Okay.
Even Bryce.
What?
Well, yeah. We're still down a gym, but, you know.
Yeah. God rest his soul.
He's not dead.
He's dead to me!
He's dead to me!
Oh, Sam fired it.
Too early.
Too soon.
It's too soon. It is. Hey, as of this recording, though, it is Big Jim's birthday. So happy birthday, Big Jim.
Happy birthday.
We love you. We know you don't listen, so.
Clearly. Well, he has taste, so, you know.
No, he
that.
Doesn't. He was on this show.
No, he doesn't.
Is he anymore? Yeah.
Not
yeah,
by learned. Choice.
That's debatable.
No, he's told me so.
Just to spare your feelings.
What the
lies.
Hell?
All lies.
Who's getting attacked by...
A windstorm.
Yeah.
It's like, what happened?
Did we lose Bryce?
No, I'm still here.
Okay.
Hmm.
Well, apparently a hurricane came through. Yeah, and...
I just missed it. It was there, and then it was gone.
Okay, so first thing we got to talk about is Homestead has a Facebook page.
Woo!
So if you're listening to this and you don't know, check out Homestead Audio Drama.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have updates there. I promoted Sam to admin.
Yeah.
Because she's smarter at this stuff than I am.
Well, and let's be honest, she's the only one who actually interacts with this social media garbage.
Yeah,
so.
I can't be bothered. I've got other things.
Got so
yes,
much more important stuff to do.
Already.
Well, we were just talking about that, Sam. Is you just don't do you don't pull your weight
God.
With anything.
Seriously.
So
I don't pull my weight anywhere. Believe in me.
That's why I have pool boys.
Yeah, he is. Fan me. Diego, sweaty.
Yes!
Oh, God.
Oh, that paints a wonderful image.
I would not watch that show.
I would.
I just imagine hedonist bot. Mm-hmm. On, like, the fainting couch.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, from Futurama, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Getting them good sweats.
She has the meat sweats.
Well, who doesn't?
Women's shop sweats, really.
Yeah.
It's a lot of red.
Trouble times.
check out the Facebook page, the first episode, November 30th.
Nice.
Pretty excited about that. You guys got anything?
Fuck no.
Okay,
you think
well,
I come
for,
to the show prepared? Hell no.
Thanks for listening to the show. We'll talk to you next week.
Cool, I'm going to play video games.
I just come here and spew forth verbal diarrhea and hope something sticks to the wall. Hoping for some good fiber in this content.
So far, you're like 1,000 or 0 for 1,000.
It's just bouncing off the wall, man. It's just bouncing off the wall. There's nothing I can do about that.
You need to eat more glue.
Apparently, I've been getting into that kefir milk shit, and it's just not helping, you know? So, the title of the episode is...
It's still too early to tell, Dan.
Actually, I was going to go with Diego Sweaty.
Yes, Diego Sweaty.
Do you remember that from Family Guy? He lifts up his man boob, and he's like, Diego... That'd be great to have like an under boob
wiper
fan guy.
Mm-hmm. Damn it, that sounds hot.
Yeah, it's very slick.
Very moist.
I think she just came up with a new porn category.
Yes.
Underboob fanny.
Pretty sure it exists already.
Probably does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something for everyone. I don't kink shame.
Hey, everybody's got a kink.
She kink creates.
Nice.
She's a content creator.
Oh, jeez.
I think we need to trademark bookmarking, though. Just saying.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you.
Bookmark it. Trademark another podcast.
Yes.
Jesus.
Bookmark that trademark so hard.
Oh, fuck yeah.
After I bookmark.
Trademark right in the bookmark.
I don't always bookmark, but when I do, I trademark.
Trademark. Bookmark.
Stupid.
Trademark it so hard.
There's the title. Trademark it so hard.
Yes!
Until Samantha kicks your ass and comes up with something.
Well, yeah, you know, but it's on now.
It's a give and take.
I set
it's
the bar.
There are some weeks he's more on it than I am, so, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Name one.
That's why we're an ensemble, because we pick each other up comedically.
So, well, no.
I'm trying to be a team player. This guy over here is a dick.
You knew this. There's no surprises here.
He's just
well,
a taker.
I mean, I didn't know it when I first came over here, but, you know, I'm learning.
You're getting there. You're getting there. You're figuring it out. It's all right.
Shut up, Danny.
Fuck you, Sam.
We're best friends.
Yay! Damn it, I've been friend-zoned over a phone call. Damn it.
That's the worst.
Right?
There's no getting out of the
friend
zone. Long distance friend zone.
Damn it. No chance whatsoever.
Nope. Because you know what? My boyfriend went and put gas in my car today because it's now snowing out.
Snowing. It's sunny here.
He wins.
Yeah, it's sunny and what? It's like, what, 58 or something like that out? It's really nice, actually. Yeah.
73 in here.
Gonna start just
sunny and 73.
It's good for you.
We're supposed to get like record breaking lows right off the bat at the very beginning of winter, so it should be fun.
Sweet. Hopefully,
hey, Sam, you'll enjoy this. I heard Montana, like the entire state of Montana, was just getting
disappeared.
Fucking
it got
buried.
Nuked from orbit. No, it's getting it is literally getting buried in snow as we speak. Like they're getting like the first of this huge winter blast that's well, it's heading your way. You're gonna get Montana snow.
Oh
yeah, it's gonna be crazy.
Nostalgia.
It's gonna be snowed into my house.
Just fucking hate snow. Fuck.
And it's all going to be at Samantha's house. Just
the only house with snow on it.
I imagine her opening the door to a wall of snow and then sticking a return to sender sign on it.
Please take back.
Not like at this address.
Have you guys ever see the gif of this woman opens up her door and it's all snow and then a cat just busts through the wall of snow.
Yeah, I think I've seen that before.
You asshole!
Snowburster from Alien was the worst.
This cat's like, fuck yeah!
Freedom.
Do you know how long I've been waiting here for you to open the fucking door, lady?
Yeah, right?
God damn it, Karen. Let me speak to your manager.
There better be food in my goddamn bowl or I'm shitting in your shoes.
Fucking Karen.
You know that cat rubs its asshole on her face when she's sleeping.
Well, yeah.
That's why her one eye is always just kind of pink.
It's just really crusty in the morning.
Really. Got them eye boogers that she wasn't sure how they got there to begin with.
Ever since we got this cat, I've had the weirdest eye boogers.
Serious.
It's like brown and smell of cat food.
Really bad. I think I had a piece of litter in my eye the other day. It was gross.
Like all of our cat-loving audiences just shut us off.
It's like, this is bullshit. Fuck these guys.
Cats are the worst. So.
Cats are the best.
Dogs are so much more superior.
As
than
I'm
cats.
Watching my cat currently climb up
as
on the bookshelf,
as they shit
to get into
unrelentingly
trouble.
All over the house and terrorize everything, Yes, dogs are superior.
Yeah, you're describing a cat.
Yes, you're exactly describing a cat.
See, but that's funny because my cat only has one particular spot he likes to take a shit in, and I've got him worked up to where he destroys nothing.
Well,
he's just a fat lump of shit.
Anything.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah, either mine.
And I don't have to take him out for walks. I don't have to give him a yard.
Oh, so you don't
Matter
have
of fact,
to
I don't have to actually pay attention to the motherfucker.
You don't have to care for it.
Yeah, pretty much. It's beautiful. And okay. he exists, and
so
I
it's
exist.
It's a worthless creature.
So as we're having this conversation, my cat just was climbing
destroyed
on a box.
Something?
Kind of. Was climbing on a box, got on the not weighted side, fell into his own litter box, and now he's pawing at the box trying to figure out how to get it out of his litter box.
That's the smartest creature in the world. There you go.
Yeah, I never argued smart. Cats are pretty fucking stupid.
Well, there you go. Dogs
are smart. Dogs.
My cat is both smart and stupid. He can figure out
tricks. You don't see seeing-eye cats, God.
But he does stupid stuff like that. That's because cats don't give a shit.
Not really.
You get a seeing-eye cat, that cat's going to take you out of the traffic.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. He's just going to walk you into the road to get rid of you.
Fuck you, Karen.
Yeah. Fucking hate this leash. This is bullshit. Fuck you. Yeah, cats couldn't give a fuck.
I had a coworker that used to, she'd take her cat out on a leash, like on walks and stuff, and she'd take it camping with her.
Oh, yeah, no, I've seen a couple of cats like that, actually.
Oh, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. But also on top of that, when I was downtown watching the tree lighting a couple years back, there was a dude walking his cat through Pioneer Square on a leash and a body harness, and this cat was just fucking strolling along like it was nothing. It was like... Well,
see, now,
fuck,
big cats are
cool.
Like, if you had, like, a leopard or something, that would be fucking awesome.
That would be pretty cool. Not gonna lie.
Did you guys see...
But that's just, like, a big dog cat.
I think it was, like, Monday Night Football, like, 2 weeks ago. Apparently, a cat got out onto the field.
Oh, yeah.
And ran for a touchdown.
Yep.
And the announcers were calling it. It was one of the funniest damn things. Because a dog would have stopped in the middle and waited for someone to throw the ball.
No shit. Throw it. Come on, fucker.
And then brought it back to the defense.
There is a dog. Like, there's a college that uses a dog to go receive the cleat for the kickoff.
Nice.
Both retrieves that and brings it back.
Hell yeah.
This is bullshit. My job is to go.
Instagram called Nathan the Beach Cat. And this cat goes to the beach with his owners and hangs out in the water and is just loving life.
Yeah, cats are weird like that. It's every once in a while you'll find one that actually loves water. And then the rest of his species will look at him like, are you fucking crazy? What is wrong with
traitor.
You?
Because everyone knows he's the inbred.
Blood traitor.
He's like,
blood traitor. Well, seriously, man, because it's like there are some cats I've seen who actually really love just wallowing around in water. And it's oh, dude, I wish my cat was into water like that, because honestly, that's how I used to punish him. So, well, and in hindsight, that being said, I'm pretty sure if he was loving water, he'd be like, yes, get me, daddy. Get me wet.
Ew.
Yeah.
You like
took it to a dirty place. You are welcome, fans.
You made that epic and just disgusting all at the same time.
Ah, there you go. Just for you.
My erection is punching
itself. My cat
itself.
Likes being wet.
Samantha, when you say it, I want to bookmark you.
Oh, shit.
Trademark.
Yeah.
Trademark.
The hesitation is really sexy in that... phrasing.
I love it when you stutter your phrases. Fuck.
I love it when you're ambivalent to my advances.
Right? content. Juicy and delicious. There you go.
And there's the title for the episode.
What, juicy and delicious?
Juicy and delicious.
Yes.
No, you gotta have the content juicy and delicious.
Yeah,
it's gotta be the whole phrase.
Yep. See, Sam, 2 points on the board. Ball's in your court, yo.
Yeah, but you know when she drops one, it's going to just destroy you.
Yeah, I know. I know my place in this world, damn it. Let me have my moments of victory.
No!
Fuck you.
I mean, half this episode already is just us laughing at each other being idiots.
Well, you know, it's been a while coming.
How's that different than any other episode?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, we got Bryce for one.
Yeah,
talk about politics.
Yeah. Well, actually, we were taking bets. Like when Danny came over, it's like, oh, we got Bryce today. How much you want to bet there's going to be political discussion?
I'm so burnt out with this bullshit.
Me too.
Oh, wow. The Bryce monolith has fallen. Holy shit.
You know, I'm actually with him.
Oh,
with all the shit that's gone on and no one's gotten punished for shit, fuck it all. Let it burn.
Yeah, and honestly, welcome to my world, guys. I've been here since
like
a year and a half
your
ago.
World.
Yeah, well, you have to get used to it. It's like most of anything. It's
something
you have to get used to.
It's a disgusting shade of orange, and I don't like it.
Disgusting.
Well, that's the thing is, we can be disgusted by it, we can be burned out by it, but we can't ignore it because that.
We gotta stay motivated, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we
well,
have to.
Obviously.
Stay angry.
Well, just the changes that happened in this election, all of the blue governors that had never been Republican for like 100 years are Democrats now.
Yeah.
Well.
Well, I did
so
see something.
We got to keep that momentum.
Yeah, I did see something interesting that I wasn't aware of. Apparently, Ted Cruz wrote an op-ed for something, basically extolling the fact that Trump has basically left a major mark on the judiciary branch by appointing I can't remember the number. Really, a lot of. Like lower,
too many federal judges.
Exactly. People that even the Bar Association said should not be judges.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And it was like, and the guy made a really good point about how, because progressives and Democrats in general don't pay attention to the lower level courts.
Nope.
And
the only
Republicans
Supreme Court
do,
they care about.
And that's kind of a huge mistake for us.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
The only thing that we can do to really fix it is if we take the House, the Senate, and the presidency in 2020, we can – they're understaffed as it is with judges, so we could issue basically an order or law saying that we need more judges and just flood it with more blue.
Well, isn't it the cabinet understaffed right now as it is?
Oh, you mean his cabinet that has nobody in it?
Yeah.
His empty cupboards? There might be one Jeff Sessions Keebler elf hiding in there.
Oh, come on. There's always a pack of ramen sliding in there somewhere.
Some old McDonald's chicken nuggets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like this... I know they're moving ahead with the impeachment, but I feel like it's just going to be another fucking Clinton thing. He's going to get like a little...
Slap on the wrist and a ticket out the
door. He'll get impeached, but he won't get convicted because the Senate's not going to do a fucking thing because they're Republicans.
Yeah. No, they're Republicans, and Trump's like apparently issuing all these warnings to Republicans. Like he's totally fear mongering Republicans. And
that's
sure.
A shtick, though.
Well,
And if you didn't see that coming, it's kind of one of those things. I was excited about hearing the proceedings of the impeachment, but knowing damn good and well what was going to actually happen. Yeah, I'm going to chalk that up as I saw it coming.
The very best tweet, though, that like this tweet takes the internet. Like Monica Lewinsky tweeted out,
yes.
Okay. I will take one. I will blow Donald Trump because
she'll
apparently
take
a blowjob is the only thing Republicans
that was
care
her,
about.
But it was funny.
Dude, I hope it was her because that's fucking genius.
I went to her Twitter and I couldn't find it, so I don't think it actually was her, but it was really funny regardless.
Still, well, and the point stands. I mean, yeah. Even if it wasn't her and somebody was just making the jest at it, there is a lot to be said about it because... Yeah, dude got blown in the Oval Office, lied about it,
and
they're like, well, that's enough.
Yeah,
you're out.
Full tilt,
you're done.
But this guy has lied, cheated, stealed, conspired.
Stolen. Aided our enemies.
Yeah.
And just nothing.
Nothing. Yeah, no.
He's a fucking traitor. That's what it is.
Yeah, he is.
If they ever wanted to execute someone for treason, that's a perfect example.
He'd be high on the list. However, he would become a martyr to his cause. That would just drive his fan base over the top.
Civil War? Could you imagine that again?
Oh, I fully expect it will eventually happen, but I'm not betting in my lifetime.
Well, we've actually talked about this a number of times since.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, back in 2016 when he got elected, we talked about the possibility of there being.
Yeah, like I said, I don't see it happening in my lifetime, but there's always civil unrest one way or the other. It's just how popular it is in the news media that makes it seem like more than it really is. Now, granted, the country is definitely polarized as it is between the two factions. There are still people who genuinely believe he's doing a good job, and then there's the rest of us who kind of see him for his bullshit.
Know that he isn't.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, but that's just it. It's like the divide is there. But the divide was there when Obama was in office, too. There were still people I worked with.
Smaller.
Well, that's the thing. It's like when I was in my work, there were still people that were screaming up and down that Obama was the worst president we ever had. And I wanted to correct them, but I knew they weren't going to listen. And unfortunately, with this era of presidency, it runs into the same thing. It's like you want to tell them that they're wrong. But they wouldn't listen to you even if you showed it to them directly.
No, yeah.
Or showed them literal video of him fucking
them. You can literally show these people.
It wouldn't make a difference.
Direct evidence, and they still won't believe it.
Nope.
No, because they'll cry deep state.
Well, and on top of that, they'll also cry fake news.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to lie.
No, he did a fantastic job coming up with that.
Yeah, because it basically murders any evidence.
He knew that he needed to turn the people against the media.
Yeah. And they have.
Like any good dictator would.
Exactly.
Well, he essentially followed Hitler's fucking
playbook.
I was
going to say, he didn't come up with that. It was called Lügenpresse, and it happened in World War II, and it was Goebbels that came up with that. And that's how they took over. What they did is they nationalized the media. So all the radio, all the newspapers became state-run. And they just became propaganda machines.
Yep.
And that's what he wants to do.
He's trying. And Fox News is the closest thing to that now. But you see companies like...
even they're pushing back.
They are a little bit, but not really.
Some of them.
Not enough.
They're doing it more out of corporate necessity than anything else. But you look at giant corporations like Sinclair, which I think is the third largest local TV owner... they've used that same power to push the Trump agenda. All of their stations had to run pro-Trump propaganda.
I was just going to say that John Oliver did a thing on that.
Right. And so I mean, they're taking they have taken a lot of the cues from what Hitler and his team did to try to – but the problem is – Hitler and his team were actually smart, and this group is the dumbest bunch of fucking crooks I have ever seen. But the thing that has amazed me, and I said it the day after last year's election, we are living in the emperor has no clothes, that we have so much of, and this is both sides, that don't hold him accountable, that don't actually do what they're supposed to do, because it's president. We don't know what to do here. And so most of the government is still playing by the rules, and these stupid crooks are using that to their advantage, because they're being crooks at such a fast rate, knowing that the wheels of government turn so slowly that they can get everything accomplished to the point that by the time government catches up to him,
he'll
have insulated himself in such a manner that he'll have outs that didn't exist before he was in office. They will teach this in history 100 years from now. Whatever country this becomes. But they will.
United States of Russia.
I actually think it's going to be split up into two countries. I don't think we're going to have...
China and Russia?
I don't think we're going to have a civil war.
Can Canada take the West Coast?
But I do think that will happen. I mean, there's been a push for about 20 years from now for a country called Cascadia, which is basically British Columbia, Washington, Idaho, Oregon, and Northern California. And what they have been trying to do is they've been trying to get progressives to move to these areas, and then slowly through the legal process and through population secede from both their countries to become more of like the you know, Finland and Sweden and Denmark and Norway, but here in the continent of North America.
I welcome our Canadian rulers.
I really do think that we're going to see something like that where you know, half of this country is going to look at Canada and go, hey, we're in, eh? And the other half
tell me about
is,
hockey, eh?
Right. Hey, Canada.
Hey, Canada. But the other half is going to do what they wanted to do since the Civil War, and they're going to build the Confederacy back. And I think that you might even have a third country, which will be, you know, maybe, you know, the northeastern United States and some of the Midwest. So you might end up with three distinct nations.
I have one question. Who gets Montana?
Nobody. Nobody wants it.
Okay,
it becomes a sovereign state that they just turn into
Canada
a
might
pool.
Like it. They might.
They got enough feckin' snow up there, you know.
I know, but they're
we don't need
today.
Any more, eh?
It's more places to play hockey. Shut up, eh?
There's not enough fucking lakes in Montana, eh?
Yeah, there is.
Not enough.
Well,
and you think of the roads that go out there, eh? That's too much fucking trekking.
Hey, we're Canada. We don't know how to build roads. We're not the United States, eh?
You know, it's really funny.
Fair enough.
I'm watching a Canadian talk to a Scotsman.
Which is funny because neither one of us are Canadian, but we're both Scottish. I'd secede to Scotland.
Me too.
Can Oregon become Scottish sovereign territory?
I'd be
yes.
cool with that.
I declare it
oh,
so.
Oh, I'm in!
Fuck real. Not gonna lie, man.
A pint in every fridge and a...
That was offering sanctuary.
Oh, that would be so good.
Was it Scotland or Ireland that was offering sanctuary for United States residents?
Probably Scotland. That sounds like
Scotland, though.
I actually do believe it was Ireland,
yeah.
Yeah,
it was Ireland.
Yeah, I think Ireland was the one that opened that.
They have a lot of land that it would actually be a boom to their economy if a bunch of us moved there.
Well, Canada also offered as well.
If a bunch of us moved back, really.
Yeah, there's shit, right?
That's really what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, we forgive you. Come on back.
Okay.
It's much better over here now.
I haven't been
American caught here.
I haven't been back in 10 generations, but...
Home is homey.
Right? You got Guinness and sheep and swatters and stuff. It's much nicer now than it was.
When you got fucking whiskey, don't you? You got whiskey, you got brew, you got Guinness. That's all I fucking need.
Welcome back. Here's your Jamie.
Yes!
I'm home!
I'm moving.
I wish.
Yeah.
There's a part of me that really genuinely
screams
for that.
Everyone gets a flat over a pub.
Yes!
There's a family that actually did that, too. They picked up and moved. They have a Twitter feed, but I can't remember what it's called. I don't think I follow it, but I ran across it once.
Fuck you guys.
No, I'm still...
Peace, I'm out.
I'm still kind of pushing for Travis to move to Scotland, because there's a...
It's not going
to
happen, dude.
A lady there that I think would be perfect for him.
No.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Dude, I swear to God, I'm old enough to be her dad. She's not going to pick me.
Well,
she's not going to pick
with
me.
That attitude. No,
yeah, exactly. That's a defeatist attitude if I've ever heard.
Just let it curl your toes for a little bit and then call it a day.
Nah. Travis, moisture.
Travis, sweaty.
Sweaty.
Yep. Sweaty. Let me lift. Bring the fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, but as he's wiping, you'll be like. 10 pounds, 20 pounds.
30, 40, 50, 60. Yeah, no, we're doing good now. You want me to get the wet wipes?
No, no, save that for later.
Nice.
I would watch that show.
Fuck real, I would too. I want to star that bitch.
Just watch mine, okay.
The Beaten Bachelor.
Mm-hmm. That's some BDSM shit. I would watch that.
And we found Sam's kink.
His safe word is turn up.
The Beaten Bachelor. Whoever says the safe word last wins.
So we come to the ball gag ceremony.
Yes, I was
candied yams is the safe word today.
Travis, would you accept this ball gag?
How do I get off this fucking show? Is what I want to know.
Tap out, man. Just tap out.
Game.
Do you remember your safe word? I thought I did, but every time I yell it, she just beats me hard.
Yeah. Massachusetts. Come on.
I should have wrote it.
Super califragilistic. Get the song? Fuck off me.
The safe word song.
Yeah, the safe word song. Should have wrote it down.
Oh, that's such a great song. Now she's stepping on my throat. I wish I could remember, because I'm running out
of... Yep.
I don't know this song.
Stephen Lynch just put out a new album.
And, oh, my God!
One of the songs...
Many years ago.
I wish I could remember the name of the song now. Let me look. I might still have it up here. If I knew we wouldn't get sued, I'd just play it.
You can play 30 seconds of it.
I can look it up later. No, that's awesome. Okay, I love him. I was just listening to him the other day. Yes.
What, was he in your room serenading you or something?
I mean,
singing Lullaby. I mean, that's how Sam goes to bed at night.
The album's called My Old Heart. You can get it on his website or iTunes.
The bowling song is what puts me to sleep.
That's fair.
Was it Omaha? Was that what it was called?
That was the Neil Young ripoff.
Which is, I think, the safe word song, isn't it? No.
No.
That was the other one. We liked Omaha, though.
Yeah.
Oh, it's that. Not playing. Damn it.
Okay, we'll worry about it later.
Yeah.
No, I swear it is Omaha, though. I think that's the song.
It might be. I don't know. But, oh well. We'll figure it out
afterwards.
Listen to the album. There you go, Stephen Lynch. You got your free plug.
Do Stephen Lynch a solid. Get the album.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Sam just does not thrive on awkward silence.
IABD Presents has some exciting news.
Ooh, do tell.
Our third short story collection book just published the other day.
Yay!
As a physical copy and as an ebook, and it's the story contest that I won. So go buy it, please. It's our 2019 version. And the new theme for the 2020 contest just dropped. So head to iabdpresents.com and check it out, all of my writer friends.
So you're going to send me my copy, right?
She's going to wipe her ass with it and send it to you.
Oh, fuck yes.
What's the theme for 2020?
Yeah.
Let me look it up. The verbiage. Let me get the verbiage right, because...
Unprofessional.
You need to fuck off.
You love me.
So the new.
Okay, so I'm looking in Google, and one of the suggested search results. I don't have anything up on it. Is how to make French toast.
For.
I got the cursor on Google, and it says try searching for something, and it's got a bunch of lists of stuff like funny cat videos, jobs hiring near me, and one of them is how to make French toast.
That's sad.
That's got to be one of the easiest things to make.
You know, real,
for
real, dude.
For Bryce, this is really random.
Dude, seriously. But okay, I want to talk about this now.
Because
French toast is by far my favorite fucking breakfast item. And you're
French
right,
toast
Bryce.
Is amazing.
It is horribly easy to figure out. Now, if you want to get fancy about it, that's one thing. You know, add a little vanilla extract, a little bit of cinnamon, a little bit of nutmeg into your batter before you do it all up. Fucking tops. That I could see being a little complicated. But honestly, dipping fucking bread in egg that has been scrambled and then fry it.
I got to say, I'm actually curious to see what Google says is the recipe for French toast.
I'm kind of curious too, but at the same time, fuck them.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you click on it, they got you.
They don't do win. It, Bryce. It's a mistake. Don't.
They already
the
got
it's a trap.
Oh, stay on target. Now. Oh, God, that looks good.
They just got his entire identity.
And they have Bryce. It was nice knowing you, buddy. The French toast.
And that was the last time we ever heard him.
Fuck real. French toast sounds really good.
He clicked on French toast and then disappeared. A van showed up and threw a black bag over his head.
Him and Jeffrey Epstein.
Don't click the French toast link, man.
There was no guard at his cell. They just threw in some French toast and then checked on him. He hung himself.
Cut the video feeds. Went on break for 2 hours. What happened? He clicked on the French toast. We just followed procedure after that.
It's game on, dude.
Yeah, I mean, it's in the book.
Isn't that the sign for go? Right. Because I'm pretty sure it is.
My safe word now from here on out is going to be French toast.
Good man. Yeah. Good man. That's a good one.
French toast, French toast.
That's really hard to say with a ball gag.
Are you calling me a French whore?
I'll show you a French whore.
God damn it.
Let me just attach these battery cables.
Do you guys know what they do when they do have a ball gag in and they can't speak and say your...
Tell me, Sam.
So normally they'll have something like a bandana or a scarf in their hand that they hold on to, and when you drop it, that's the safe gesture.
Not in this world. This world over here, it's French toast or nothing. Getting up out of the sex slave room to get into the kitchen, batter some eggs, make the French toast, throw it in their face, and be like,
I'd totally be going WWE and tapping out.
Who's that?
No, 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 no.
More? More?
Yeah, okay.
Funny thing, it's really hard to tap out when your hands are chained. It just looks like you're waving.
Yeah. Oh, doing the dead fish routine on me. All right, here we go.
Let me just ramp up the voltage.
You want a second car battery? All right, you're the boss.
Nipples or testicles, your choice. Stop calling me a French whore.
Oh, you want your toes too? Okay, I gotcha. Your holes and toes. Gotcha. Okay.
Here comes another cigarette on your nipple.
Safe word, French toast.
Where are you supposed to put
I honestly
cigarettes
think
out at?
That, obviously.
The only scrotum? Duh. Everybody knows that.
I don't know. I'm a big fan of the show, but, you know,
seen Doctor Sleep yet?
No.
Oh, man, it's so good.
Is Fuck it? Okay, good. That's
oh, it's amazing. Yeah.
It looked really good, though.
Wait a minute. We go from putting cigarettes out onto scrotums to Dr. Sleep.
That's a good sign.
This episode is really random.
These are transitions right here. These are just solid, not another podcast, professional transitions.
Danny, I think you lost the title, though. I think it goes to Travis with the safe word is French toast.
I'm going to concede defeat on that.
You guys are slobbering all over your ball gags.
Slobber makes the best lube.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really wish I could still tears. make comics with Bitmoji, because I would do one with Sam with the two of you dressed up with ball gags.
Tears make good lube.
Story theme is... No, I'm kidding.
We nailed it!
That's it. It was French toast. How did you know?
We were going in one direction, but after this conversation, we're rethinking things.
We are assessing our lives and found it wanting.
Well, I know what my short story is going to be.
Whips, chains, ball gags, and French toast. Damn, that sounds hot.
I think we ran out of steam. I think that's it.
No, second wind's coming.
Good night.
You can hear Danny sucking it in.
French toast.
That's how he Buck remains market. His like. That's how he remains Trade youthful, market. Right? Like it's just like Hocus Pocus, only instead of kids, he's sucking the aura out of French toast.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Just the pure essence. Yes.
And butter.
Butter. All right. I do actually have a solid question about this now. Taster's choice. When you guys do actually make your French toast, what do you put on it and what do you have as a drink to go with it?
Okay, there's only – like you mean like what topping? Like
yeah, what kind of toppings do you do when you make it at home? Not like when you go out to IHOP because IHOP has, you know, all the fucking fresh – you know, strawberries and shit like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But when you guys make it at home, what stuff do you put on your French toast after it is cooked?
Okay, there's only one correct answer to this, and it's powdered sugar and real maple syrup with a glass of milk.
Okay, I will agree the glass of milk. But my family, when I was growing up, it was always smooth peanut butter and maple syrup. And a big-ass glass
okay,
of
syrup. Okay, so I want you to look to your left and look to your right. Wherever the door is, get the fuck out.
Eat shit, Bryce. You jerk. Fucking powdered sugar. Who
Dude, that
powdered
was
sugar?
Cold, man. Did you see the knife when he slipped it in? Or did you just...
From Bryce, yes. As my eyes are constantly trained upon him. But yeah, no, that was how I grew up having French toast. And honestly, I, to this day, will still stand by it.
We did smooth peanut butter on pancakes.
Yeah, I did that too.
I could see.
Yeah, I did that too.
But not French toast.
No, French toast, that's blasphemy.
Okay. Oh, dude, yeah. It is so fucking good.
No, for me, French toast, it all starts with the bread. I get a nice cinnamon swirl bread. Not,
that's a good one.
Cinnamon raisin.
Right.
Swirl, and then put vanilla in there, and then just a little bit of butter, and it's good to go.
You should try that's it fair. With like a sweet Hawaiian bread.
Oh, ooh, yeah, that's dude. A good idea. Yeah. Actually, I did it with some challah because we went out and we bought a loaf of challah not that long ago, and that's a really, really sweet bread. Dude, we sliced it into big old fat Texas style toast, did up the French toast.
Challah back, girl.
It's fucking good. Yes, yes, I did. I went, woo!
I got my wife with a fucking hilarious dad joke today, and she was laughing so hard I can't remember it. I was so proud.
Well, you should be, because you dadded up on it by forgetting it. You'll remember when it's poignant again, and you'll still think it's funny.
Dude, dad jokes are awesome.
Whoever
said that the dumb is an idiot.
No, I honestly love that.
I think as a dad, they're great.
Well, they get better as a dad, but even like for me, I find them fucking funny, because they're just so stupid funny.
They're so cringy.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, okay, so that's a good question. Does everyone have, like, a favorite dad joke?
No. Not one off the top of my head, honestly. Most of the time...
Mine are usually in the moment.
Exactly.
So, I have one, and it's just because my dad, all the time. All the fucking time.
That's a joke.
my stepdad was older than my mom by, like, 10 years.
Gotcha.
So we used to make fun of the fact that he was old. And then one time we asked him what it was like during the dark ages. He just looked deadpan and went, it's really dark.
But you know, I think that's the beauty part about dad jokes in general. They're almost purposed to fall flat. They're
oh yeah.
The way they're built is just to be so cringeworthy, but it's so stupid silly that it makes it kind of funny.
The other one my stepdad had that he loved, and just it does not work today, but back in the day it worked. He would love to go up to kids because kids and go, "Have you guys heard about the new Mexican telephone company? It's called Taco Bell." And just all of us would just
it gives you that good deep sigh. I think that's required in life. You know, people don't take deep breaths very often.
Dad joke only works when there's like that groan or sigh.
Okay.
Travis, you're a dad. Do you have a dad joke?
I don't. In fact,
I have never been able to remember a joke in my life. No matter, I used to buy the books when I was a kid. You know, 101 jokes.
Yeah,
I have friends that could sit there for hours and just tell you joke after joke after joke. This is the only joke I have ever remembered, and you'll see why I don't tell this joke.
Do tell.
A murderous child molester and a 6-year-old are walking slowly into the woods at midnight. And the 6-year-old's like, "Mister, I'm terrified. It's so dark and this is scary." And the guy goes, "What are you freaked out about? I got to walk out of here alone." And for some reason, that is the only joke I am ever cursed to remember.
Dude, you are a sick fuck.
I know.
That is fucked up, bro.
Isn't it? That is the joke that God gave me to remember.
That is beautiful.
Thank you. And the only place you can tell it safely is here on the show.
Exactly.
You're welcome.
And by the way,
podcast.
NSA, my name's Big Jim.
Well played.
Excuse me, are you Big Jim?
Yeah, why?
Get on the ground!
What the fuck?
What did I do?
It's what you get for telling dirty
the
jokes.
Joke. The joke.
And then you clicked on French.
Wow.
Pennsylvania man arrested for clicking on French toast.
I don't think mine's a dad joke.
No, it's not. That's an uncle joke. No.
Yeah, that is absolutely an uncle joke right there.
That's the shit that he tells the kids that they weren't supposed to hear and by no way got any parental okay from that.
Mom, Daddy, I just learned a new joke from my uncle.
Oh, tell us, Timmy.
Oh, you are never going to have this house ever again.
See, and the only jokes I ever remember and that I can actually reference back are the Johnny jokes. You know, the little kid in class. So Johnny's a troublemaker, right? And so he's sitting in the back of the class and teacher's like, "Okay, students, today we're going to do a guessing game. I'm going to put something beneath my desk, describe it in 2 words, and I want you guys to take a gander at what it is." So she puts something on it. She goes, "It's red and it's round." Johnny's in the back, ooh, raising his hand. He wants to answer real bad. And she's like, "Oh, hell no." So she picks a little girl up front. Little girl up front's like, "Is it an apple?" And she goes, "No, it's a ball, but I like the way you think." And she goes, "Let's try it again." So he goes, "I got something orange and round." And Johnny's raising his hand like crazy. And she's like, "No." So she picks a little boy. Little boy's like, "Is it a ball?" And she goes, "No, it's an orange, but I like the way you think." Johnny stands up in the back of the class. He goes, "All right, teacher, I got something for you." He sticks his hand in his pocket. "It's round, hard, and has a head on it." She goes, "You nasty little boy." He goes, "No, it's a quarter, but I like the way you think." And there is like 2 or 3 more of those that I just, for some reason, again, uncle joke material through and through. But those are really the only jokes that I can honestly remember.
Yeah, I've got one that stuck with me since I was a kid because my mom she loved this joke. Filthiest joke I ever heard my mom say, but it's really good. So, teacher's in class, first grade class, and it's the first day of school, and she's going around getting everyone's names, and she gets to this one little boy, and he says, "Well, my name's Marty, but everyone calls me Farty, and damn, that makes me mad." And teacher's like, "Okay, we're not going to use that sort of language." So, she goes around asking everyone where they live, and she gets to Marty, and Marty says, "Well, I live on 3rd Street, but everyone calls it Turd Street, and damn, that makes me mad." So the teacher's like, "Okay, Marty, you're going to stay after class." So school's over, kids go home, Marty's stuck with the teacher, and the teacher's walking towards Marty, and her stocking falls down, and she goes to pull it up, and Marty sees up her skirt, and she goes, "Okay, Marty, you know why you're here, right?" And Marty says, "Yeah, you want a diddle, and I'm too little, and damn, that makes me mad."
What's the difference between being hungry and being horny?
Pray tell.
Where do you put the cucumber?
Nice. Well played, well played.
What's green and smells like pork?
Kermit's finger.
Yep.
Yes, I've heard that one.
Yep, oh, that's an old schooler.
See, and I remember one joke that my grandmother used to tell. And my grandmother, she had absolutely no reservations about being politically correct whatsoever. So she used to tell this joke, and you'll have to forgive me because it's one of the only things I genuinely remember of her. She goes, Indian man walks into a convenience store.
Daughter Feather.
What?
Indian, daughter Feather.
A feather.
Okay.
There you go. So...
Oh, it took me a minute to figure that out.
Like, hey, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, what are you talking about? But I got
again. This is my grandmother, so again, the only Indian she knew. Yeah.
Okay.
So Indian walks into the convenience store. He walks up to the counter. He goes, "You guys got any toilet paper in here?" And he goes, "Well, yeah, we got a bunch of it over on aisle three." He goes, "I don't want none of that John Wayne toilet paper." He goes, "What the hell is John Wayne toilet paper?" He goes, "It rough it, tough it, take no shit off Indian." That was her favorite fucking joke. And every time she told it, I couldn't help but laugh, but go, damn, Grandma. It's like, wow, okay.
This is one thing that kind of bugs me about living in this politically correct society. Do you guys remember Pollock jokes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I remember the one that, what do you call this? And you put you're slapping your hand against your elbow. And it's like, what? Oh, that's a Polish knee slapper. I remember that.
Didn't they just become blonde jokes? I mean, didn't...
Yeah, essentially, yeah.
Kind of just turn them into blonde jokes?
And let's be fair, it kind of worked a little bit.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just stupid people doing stupid shit.
My absolute favorite one I ever heard takes place in World War II. It's three guys. They're running from the Germans. And they come into a heavy forest, and they're like, "Okay, we're not going to lose these guys, so we got to climb up trees and just hide." So they run up, and it's two Americans and a Polack, of course. And so the Germans come, and they're like, "Okay, check the trees," and they go up to the first tree, and they're like, "Is there anyone up there?" And the first guy's up there is like, "Meow." He's like, "Oh, it's just a cat." So they go to the next tree. Anyone up there? And the guy's up there is like, "Ooh, awesome, owl." So they go to the third tree. Anyone up there?
Swing and a miss, bro. What the fuck? Wow.
I have one joke from my childhood that I really don't think I should tell here.
Do it.
Hey, I told mine.
Serious, okay. Man. It can't be that bad.
It's so racist.
You're going to hell for that, by the way.
I know.
It's so racist, but my dad used to tell me this joke. I've known this joke since I was probably 8 years
okay,
old.
Okay, if it uses a specific word, so change the word to smurf.
Say that I missed the whole
if,
setup
if it uses that. A specific word, change that word to smurf.
No, fire on, right, Sam. Make it happen. Like this is the podcast world. No, nobody gives
it
a
might
shit.
Actually be funnier if you use the word smurf.
Maybe. Fire on, Sam.
So I would just like to preface this by saying I do not agree with this joke. It's something that my dad has told me. My dad is very racist. I've not talked to him in many years.
This is the official disclaimer.
The NDA.
Yes.
The joke you are about to hear is not the opinion of Not Another Podcast, but that of Sam's father. We are just relaying information that Sam heard when she was younger.
And doesn't know any better. Fire on, Sam.
Our safe word is French toast.
So...
French toast.
Yeah.
Braces out.
Plug your ears, buddy.
Okay. What do five Hispanic guys, one Chinese guy, and five black guys have in common?
Pray tell.
A sprinkler. Spick, 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 chink. Nagger, 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 nagger.
Dude, I've heard similar jokes
that
to that.
That is really racist.
Dude.
That's terrible. It's
awful. Yes, it is.
Awful, and I feel that bad for laughing, terrible. But it's a funny joke.
Dude. And there are so many jokes that used to float around when I was a kid that I could not relay.
Oh, no, dude, yeah.
And it's like my brother felt confident in some of them around his circle. I couldn't do it, man. And it was like, same concept there, Sam. The difference being, what do you call Mike Tyson with no arms and no legs?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Ooh, I can't do it.
That's why I changed mine to
Mike Tyson with no arms, no legs. You can pretty much call him whatever you want because he can't do shit.
Exactly. That's the thing. But in this case, we'll call him a Smurf. That was one of the jokes I heard so often. It's like, oh, dude.
Somehow that joke is funnier with the
Smurfer, Smurfer, Smurfer. Oh, yeah, it's bad. It's bad. Again, I couldn't do it when I was younger. I can't do it now. I feel bad about that.
That's really the only problem I have with political correctness is you can't tell those jokes anymore.
Well, like some of them, I still don't have a problem. I will still rip on blondes because, you know, present company.
Are fucking blondes, but I mean.
Present company included.
Who's blonde here?
Hi.
Is that really blonde?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Doesn't he look like Butters?
Yeah, hi, guys. Right. I actually had a friend growing up, and he was one of these guys that he was raised in a family that was racist, but he was also the joke guy, right?
Right.
And for years and years and years, he told all the racist jokes and all the racist jokes, and it actually got to the point, seriously, about 10, 11 years ago, and I had to have the talk with him, and I went, dude, they're just not funny anymore, dude. They're just cruel.
Yeah.
You know, the stuff you're telling now is just
fucking
knock
mean,
that
man.
Shit off. What are you, fucking retarded? and then I had to learn not to
not
use
PC,
that
bro,
word
but you said it, not me.
Yeah.
That's when the guy turned around and went, dude.
Yeah.
Dude!
What?
What are you trying to make fun of me for? I'm going
so
to
gay.
Hell.
Dude, that's
so
gay. Just,
that is super gay.
That is gay. Ah, shit! God damn it!
Jesus.
So that's actually
Christ.
Funny that you guys are doing that because I love
no homo.
I was just thinking that.
So I have a buddy who just like at the time was just like every other word out of his mouth was a swear word.
Right.
Really good guy, but just like, I mean, that was his vocabulary. It was just fuck, shit, fuck. So we get on the bus late one night and there's a priest sitting there and we go to the back and I just look at him, I was like, dude. And he goes, he's sitting there. You can tell he's biting the inside of his cheek.
Oh, no.
And he's like, and he finally calms down and we start talking and then he just utters like, yeah, that fucking bit. And he looks over at the priest. He's like, oh, damn it. Oh, shit. Fuck. And it was like a full 15 minute Tourette.
God, fuck, shit. Damn it.
And he was just getting more and more upset. And the priest finally turns around and just kind of gives him this look. I'm blue in the face. I'm trying to hold my life.
It's all right, son. The Lord's fucking cool with it.
It's English. It's the agreed upon language.
My buddy finally just like yanked the thing from the next stop and just like, I gotta get off.
Gotta get off this fucking bus. Fuck. Damn it.
He loved saying it so much, he named his own son that. Right?
Son's name? Fucking bastard.
Jesus fucking Christ.
By the way, the H in Jesus H. Christ stands for Harrison.
Harrison. Harrison. Yeah. Yep. Just you heard it here, folks.
In case you were wondering.
My middle name's Harrison?
Oh.
It's also not technically Jesus. It's Yeshua.
Yeah, I would have shortened it, too.
I would have, too.
No, that's
I'm sorry. That's hard to say when you're mad at him.
Yeah. Yeshua! Fuck! Jesus, get your ass over here!
You know, it's hard to enunciate such names.
We're not even pronouncing Jesus right. It's Jesus.
It depends on what region you're from, but
Shut up.
Fuck you.
Shut up, Danny.
Fuck you. Eat shit.
I'm Danny, and I know regions. Meh.
Kinda.
French toast, you guys.
Sam, hold the safe like word. Be nice, James.
Mommy and Daddy, stop fighting.
Which one's the mommy and which one's the daddy? I'll let you two fight it out.
Just sounds like it'll be fun.
You bring the cocoa butter.
Yeah, buddy. Bring the peanut butter. You bring the maple syrup.
I'll bring the egg batter.
Yes. Yes. Somebody get me a tall glass of milk right now, damn it.
I've got powdered sugar.
And that's what happens when you Google how to make French toast.
Say, pal.
Hey, pal. Looks like you're struggling with that bread and bowl full of eggs.
I'm trying to make French toast.
You, sir, are an idiot.
But I've got peanut butter.
Don't you? I know it's not politically correct, but you're retarded. And possibly gay. You smurf.
You son of a bitch!
Oh, it's on, dude. Call your French toast maker. It's on, man.
My son is retarded, my brother's gay, and my father's black, you son of a bitch!
Yo, 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 my smurf. We cool. We cool, we cool.
Smurfs with attitude!
Oh, dude. How many rap songs would be epic if they changed that?
Smurf.
NWA would be SW.
Yep.
Oh. Wow. Swa.
Dude, have you heard that new Swa album? Smurf, it is.
Smurfing. Man.
The Woo Smurf, the Woo Smurf clan.
Bye, Smurfette.
The insane Smurf posse.
I think Sam's the only one that actually admitted to ever actually liking them. The rest of us have just never liked them. At least I haven't.
I had a phase, okay? I had a phase.
Yeah, you
I've
did.
I've never even seen Faygo in the stores.
Me neither.
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where?
Yeah. Fred Meyer had it for a little while.
No way!
Yeah. There's, yeah.
It tastes nasty.
I don't doubt it.
If you find, like, specialty candy stores, I think actually there's a store at Clackamas Town Center that
didn't they used to sell it in Dollar Tree for a little while?
Again, doesn't surprise me.
Not really.
That's a very juggalo. No
dude, seriously, yep. Right? Balling on a budget.
Yep.
I mean, can you call that balling, though?
No. No. Everything they do is
smurfing
a
smurfing on a budget.
Smurfing on a budget. Yeah.
Well, my brother is the one who is really into them, and he has, like, the shitty Hatchet Man tattoo on his arm, but it looks like it's like the color of a birthmark, so it's just super bad.
Well, that's about par for ICP.
That,
yeah,
that means it was done right.
Correct. You are correct, sir.
Say, pal, are you getting a tattoo?
Totally. I'm really into this band, and I want to get a tattoo to immortalize my love and devotion to them.
Is that Hatchet Man? Yes.
Stop
French
making fun
toast.
Of your Nickelback
French
tattoo.
French toast.
I wish I had a Nickelback tattoo.
You got a Nickelback tramp stamp.
Yes, I do.
You could always look at this photograph.
French toast.
French toast.
French toast.
I love it.
Well, you know what? I'm calling French toast now in the whole episode. God damn it.
Smurf you, dude.
It's been a smurfing time, everyone, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And
You wanted it. You asked for it. You got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.